out of suffering have emerged the strongest souls. This is a quote I heard from Khalil somebody or other. I think he's an up-and-coming rapper. I saw it on a bumper sticker the other day when I was driving to my New Age spirituality meetup in Venice.
What are you doing, you moron?
Hey, learn to drive, bitch!
There, stopped in traffic on the 405, I've realized how strong my soul is, with all the suffering I've endured in my quest to become famous. Whatever strength I had was about to be tested by the story I'm about to tell. Welcome to the Carlotta Botox Chronicles.
She moved away from Jersey with a dream she must fulfill. She had all of the ambition and yet zero of the skill. Set her sights on stardom, it's a scratch she had to itch. And if Holly was not careful, it's about to be her bitch. Welcome to the Carlotta Botox Chronicles.
Come on, come on! I can't be late for meditation. Where are all you people going anyway?
A leaked report obtained by PNN News claims the FBI is investigating Russian oligarchs in Los Angeles who may be plotting to destabilize American culture by compromising the social media accounts of celebrities.
Ugh, boring. Oh, it's my guru Tiffany calling me from the meetup. Tiffany?
Hey, doll, are you on your way?
I'm stuck in traffic. Ugh, so aggravating.
Listen, that guy I was telling you about, Guy, he's here. So get your bony ass down here, bitch.
I'll be there as soon as I can. Hey, what's this guy's name anyway?
Guy.
Yes, but what's his name?
Guy?
Yeah.
That's it.
What's it?
Guy.
The guy, what's his name?
Yes.
What?
Oh my God, are you having a stroke?
Can you just tell me what this guy's name is?
That's correct.
Huh? So, Diary, here's the thing about Tiffany. She's awesome, but she's not exactly the brightest bulb in the knife drawer. This conversation went on for like 20 minutes, and by the end of it, I realized that the guy's name was Guy.
That's so funny. I see why you were confused.
I wasn't the one confused.
You're so adorable.
No, you're adorable. By the time we got it straightened out, I'd arrived at the New Age meetup and the meditation was underway. There was this man in the corner oming up a storm. He's one of those people in yoga class that has to sustain their om longer than anyone. And the entire class has to wait until he finishes oming before we can do anything else. You know the type. I'm hoping like crazy this oming guy isn't the guy. My guy. Guy. In fact, I meditated on that very thing. Please don't be Guy. Please don't be Guy. Please don't be Guy. And just like that, the meditation was over.
Namaste, bitches.
Namaste.
Carlotta, Carlotta, come over here.
Hey, Tiffany.
Carlotta, I'd like you to meet Guy. Guy, Carlotta.
Actually, I go by Guy.
Sorry?
Guy. It's French for guy.
French.
I wish I knew that. Carlotta and I had the most hilarious conversation about your name. She got totally confused earlier when she thought that I was saying guy when I was really saying guy. And then it just got so crazy. I literally thought she was having a stroke. It was nuts.
So, we were off to a great start. Not only was this guy, Guy, not the obnoxious omen guy as I feared, but he also pronounced his name like the French do. So, that was good. And then he goes,
Carmella, have you ever had a colonic?
Diary, I've heard a lot of pickup lines in my life.
I have zero college debt. Excuse me, miss. You know if this CVS sells magnum-sized condoms?
You look like the kind of woman who has young nieces.
But this pickup line was new.
Have you ever had a colonic? It's a surefire way to rid yourself of all sorts of ailments. Halitosis, scoliosis, cirrhosis, osteoporosis, neurosis, psychosis.
Gee went through all the osis diseases.
Necrosis, expialidocious, flatter stomach.
Wait. What was the last one?
Flatter stomach.
That's the one. Tell me more. So, this guy, Guy, proceeds to tell me all about colonics.
Blah, 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 colonics, blah, blah, blah,
and
blah,
more
blah,
about
blah,
himself.
Me.
Including the fact that he used to be an extra on General Hospital.
Back when I was on GH, blah, blah, blah.
Plus blah, the blah, fact blah, that he's the number blah, one guy blah, in the number blah, two blah, industry.
Blah, blah, blah. IBS Weekly called me the Elon Musk of the colonic industry.
And that he's developing a kind of successor to the coffee colonic.
It's called, gird your loins, the Wasabi Colonic. Circle trademark symbol. Isn't that genius? My Russian backers are all over it.
You have Russian backers?
Oligarchs, yeah.
Oligarchs? I just heard a story about them on the radio. Ugh, wish I had paid more attention to it, though, because in the tradition of dramatic foreshadowing, I'm sure it'll come up later.
We're developing a pitch for Kim Kardashian's team to see if this is something she might get behind. No pun intended.
Wow, Kim, huh? Not even one of the lesser Kardashians?
Nope. Going straight to the motherlode with this one, Clarissa. This invention will explode.
Kim is the master at getting in on the next big thing before it's the next big thing. That's what makes her a star.
Right?
Seriously, I mean, look at what she did for asses. 10 years ago, they were just something you sat on.
And wiped.
And now, well, they're huge.
The ability to recognize genius is what separates us from animals. Khalil, somebody or other said that.
OMG, the rapper. I saw that on a bumper sticker.
Bumper sticker, yeah.
On the 405.
Loretta, this must be a sign that we're destined to hook up.
It's actually... Never mind. Well, it's just gotta be so cool to be on the forefront of this important medical breakthrough.
Oh, yeah. Colonics, or as we call them in Saint-Moritz, le colonique, are maximum cool. Speaking of breakthroughs, though, I do need a test pilot, Loretta.
Test pilot?
It's all just theoretical at this point.
Oh, so you haven't even tested this method? Not even on animals?
Oh, God, no. I'm vegan. There will absolutely be no animal testing. So, you game?
Sure. So, Guy and I made plans for later that week. Meanwhile, I raced home to tell Dave.
Dave, open up!
Laddie, I'm so glad you stopped by because
I have big news!
What?
You first.
Me first?
Okay, if you insist.
Stop! Ladies before gentlemen, usually, but not today. Colada. You will not believe what happened today.
Ugh. Okay, go on.
Remember that DNA test we took a few weeks ago?
Yeah, you came up Neanderthal.
Right. Well, I also came up something else. I came up part of a family.
What? I thought you had no family.
Well, apparently the father I never knew must have sown some wild oats back in the day because it turns out I got a grandmother in England.
England?
I got contacted by this lawyer, or a barrister. That's what they call them over there. His name is Percy Cecil Moisson Minge IV, Esquire.
Wow. Dave, you could be royalty.
Funny you say that. Moisson Minge IV said my grandmother is a dame.
No kidding. Ooh, maybe she's Dame Judi Dench?
Don't think so.
Dame Helen Mirren?
Doubt it.
Dame Maggie Smith?
Nope.
Dame Edna?
Not the point, Lottie. What matters is I have family. Me, Dave, the lone wolf, the orphan, the solitary man living in a cold, cruel world. It turns out I'm not a speck of nothing hurtling through the universe by myself, destined to die alone. I am going to be embraced into the warm bosom of a loving and, with any luck, wealthy family. It's just so life-affirming. Anyway, enough about me. What about you? You said you had some big news, too?
Yeah. Me? I am going to get a wasabi enema.
Come again.
So I told Dave all about the medical breakthrough and being the first ever to do it and how it could be amazing for my career.
I don't know, Lottie. This sounds a little sketch.
diary. Dave can be so negative sometimes. It makes me crazy. He was obviously distracted by the news that he might be the lost prince of the Neanderthals.
Whatever, Carlotta. It's your sphincter. Call me when you come to your senses.
Fine.
Fine.
Flash forward to 1 week later, the day of the experiment.
Cantina, here you are.
Hi, Key.
Are you ready to go venture where no person has gone before?
Aye, aye, Captain. I am ready.
First, you must meet my partner, Clemenza Botox. Meet Vladimir Ham Sandovich.
Pleasure to make acquaintance of such beautiful woman. You make Melania Trump look like Oinker.
Thank you, Mr. Ham San... Sandwich Ham Sandwich.
Please, call me Vlad. May I say that you are Polizhny Idiot? That is Russian for generous spirit.
Oh, thank you. And I agree about Melania. Ugh, she always looks like she's about to sneeze. So, Guy led me into the hydrotherapy room. I have to say I was a bit nervous, but he quickly put me at ease.
This tube here carries off the waste matter, which you'll be able to see for yourself when it passes through this special viewing window.
Ew.
Usually it's just a run-of-the-mill parade of tapeworms, but this one time, I swear I encountered the escalade of parasites.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah, shit happens.
FBI! Hey!
Vladimir Hamsanovich.
Oh, my, shut up!
What's going on?
I don't know! What the hell is happening? Oh. Vlad! Vlad!
Let go of me! Don't
break
me.
FBI! Hands behind your back!
What the hell?
Guy Pence?
It's Guy. Guy Ponce. It's French.
You sure it ain't Russian spy? Put your hands behind your back, traitor. You're under arrest.
You can't do this. You can't do this.
Come here, Goldilocks.
Oh, my God. It's you. You're that omen guy from meditation class.
Guy Pence, you're under arrest for fraud, public endangerment, and aiding a foreign hostile government. Mirandize him. Strip him naked and put him in a harshly lit room.
That's not actually a thing the FBI does.
You can't do this. You can't do this.
Don't resist.
What? I don't understand what's happening.
Ma'am, the FBI has been tracking Guy Pence and the Russian known as Vladimir Hamsanovich for crimes against America.
But why were you in my meditation class?
Part of a deep cover operation to surveil the suspects.
Also, Agent Harder has issues.
It's unclear if you, Carlotta Botox, were just a Polizhny Idiot or...
Hey, how do you know my name? Yes, matter of fact, Vlad said I was a Polizhny Idiot, a generous spirit.
It means useful idiot. Gather your things, we're bringing you in for questioning.
Questioning? But I have an audition tomorrow for an eczema commercial.
Tea tree oil works wonders.
I'll allow one phone call.
Come on, come on, come on. Pick up, pick up, pick up.
Carlotta Botox. I assume you've come to your senses?
Not now, Dave. I'm in trouble.
What? The wasabi colonic proved to be a bad idea? How about I file it under door?
Please, Dave. I'm in big trouble. This is the worst trouble I've ever been in.
What's happened?
Oh, my God. Send lawyers, guns, and money. The shit has hit the fan.
I'm on my way.
Dear Diary, never in my life did I think I'd be involved in a situation so complicated that it required two parts. You know what they say, never say never. Will I wind up in the big house? You'll get no spoilers from me. Join us next time on the Carlotta Botox Chronicles for part two of this saga. Toodles.
Gird your loins. Here come the credits.
The Carlotta Botox Chronicles is written, produced, directed, and edited by Anne Sloan and is co-produced by Laura Lipson. It stars Samantha Gordon and Trevor Lasur. This episode also features David Allen, Vivia Armstrong, Chelsea Cuoca, and Ryan Manuel. It was recorded at Clear Lake Recording and was engineered by Ivan Rivera. Our theme song was composed by Jesse Bilson for Sonic Librarian. If you liked the show, please share the episode, tell your friends, and leave us a review on Apple Podcasts. You can also support the show by becoming a patron at patreon.com/CarlottaPodcast. That's patreon.com/CarlottaPodcast. Thank you, as always, for listening. Coming up next time on the Carlotta Botox Chronicles.
I am FBI Special Agent Harder. and joining me is Agent Longer. This is the witness statement of... Please state your name for the record.
Carlotta Botox, with an umlaut.
Carlotta Botox, is that an alias?
It's my stage name. I'm an actress and an influenceress, but I'm also a...
Miss Botox, let's start with your real name.
It's Kitty. Kitty Kanicki. And I'm innocent, I tell you. I can't go to jail. I swore off jumpsuits years ago. They're just such a nuisance when you're at the club and you have to download some vodka cranberry. I mean, for real.
Wonderful. I'll make sure the federal prison stylist gets the note.